Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, your FibroDoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating, Fibromyalgia, and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me for tonight's Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. Tonight's topic is what your doctor isn't telling you about fibromyalgia. I'm going to be sharing with you some information I think you're going to find helpful in your quest to feel good again. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, board-certified nutritional specialist. I've been in private practice for 26 years. For the last 20 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. For the last 7 years or so, my practice has evolved to where 95% of my practice is phone consults. I get to work with patients all over the world. My book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, is now in its fifth edition, available in most bookstores, as well as Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, as well as my website. Well, I think the place to start is really just the place to start, so I'm going to get right to it. And at the end of this presentation, I'm going to leave some time to take your questions. So, stay with me. And you might want to get a pad of paper and a pen, because I'm going to be giving you some real clinical pearls tonight that if you will apply them, you'll see that some of your symptoms will vastly improve. And of course, obviously, what I'd love for you to see is for your fibromyalgia to dramatically improve. We're going to talk a little bit more about how you can do that tonight as well. But tonight you're going to learn what your doctor isn't telling you about fibromyalgia, and you're going to learn why you have chronic pain, why you have this problem with physical exhaustion, why you can't sleep, why you have IBS, restless leg syndrome, and more. But more importantly, I'm going to share with you what you can do to reduce, and in some cases actually eliminate, some of these fibromyalgia symptoms. Well, the first thing your doctor isn't telling you is that, and this is true for most doctors, is they don't believe in fibromyalgia. They don't believe it's a real illness. Now, that's sad but true, but it is true. And those that do believe in fibromyalgia don't understand it. And they certainly don't know how to help you feel good again. So they're telling you that you have fibromyalgia, and they're not sharing with you that they know very little about it, or that they have anything that's going to be helpful. Typically, they're just going to make the diagnosis, and then they leave you kind of on your own. And that leads me to number two, is that most doctors who do treat fibromyalgia, and many will not treat fibromyalgia. In fact, many rheumatologists are not treating fibromyalgia patients anymore because they've given up. But those that do elect to treat fibromyalgia, they are not telling you that the drugs they recommend are dead end, at least long term. And I say this from doing this, specializing in fibromyalgia for almost 20 years and seeing every drug that's come out, every drug that's been tried. They aren't telling you that drugs don't work. Surveys show that over a 15-year period, conventional medicine has failed to help fibromyalgia patients, because the studies show that the usual medications to treat fibro, NSAIDs, antidepressants, pain meds, sleep meds, muscle relaxers, they don't provide long-term relief. And every prescription medication is guilty of having a possible side effect. And these side effects can cause the very same symptoms as you may see in fibromyalgia. So third, they're not telling you that the drugs they're recommending, not only are they probably not going to be helpful, at least long-term, but the drugs they're recommending, they're not telling you that they have potential side effects that actually mimic the symptoms of fibromyalgia. So if you look at Ambien and Cymbalta and Pregabalin, Gabapentin, Lyrica, Neurontin, you look at these pain meds, you look at these different things, and you see that many of them can cause the very symptoms we see in fibromyalgia. If you look at Ambien, for instance, Ambien can cause diffuse aching muscle pain, fatigue, poor memory, balance problems, incoordination, fibro fog, low moods. Lyrica can cause diffuse achy pain, low energy, anxiety, depression, brain fog, IBS. What do those sound like? Well, they sound very much like the symptoms we'd see with fibromyalgia. Antidepressants, so Cymbalta and Celexa and Savella and Effexor and Prestique, these medications can actually cause diffuse achy muscle pain. They can interfere with your sleep. They can cause you to have insomnia because they deplete your natural sleep hormone, melatonin. They can cause you to have brain fog. They can cause you to have low libido, low sex drive. All sorts of things can be caused by the very medications that they're recommending, and they're not telling you about these potential side effects, partly because doctors that have become so jaded, they've become so used to the fact that medications have side effects that they just don't even bring them up to the patients. The other thing is they assume that you're like all their other patients, that, you know, they can put their type 2 diabetes patient on Lyrica for nerve pain, and that patient does fine. But you're not like their other patients. You're different. Fibromyalgia is unlike any illness out there. It's a very complicated illness, and typically the medications, as I mentioned earlier, that are used or tried can actually make the illness worse. So doctors don't even know this. Trying to drug your way out of fibromyalgia doesn't work. Now, doctors know it doesn't work, but they don't have anything else to recommend, so they attempt to cover up all your symptoms with, you know, with drugs. They put you, you know, a drug to sleep, a drug to wake you up, a drug to relax you, a drug to speed you up. Before you know it, you're on half a dozen to a dozen drugs. And with fibromyalgia, there's just too many symptoms to try to cover up. Taking a drug to suppress each and every symptom can lead to more symptoms because of the side effects. So drugs alone are a dead end for fibromyalgia. Typically, my new patients, when they start with me, they're taking half a dozen to a dozen drugs. But fortunately, these patients are able to wean off most of them and never miss them when they work with me. But in the beginning, most patients are on at least six drugs when they start working with me. And even though conventional doctors continue to recommend more and more drugs year after year, you know this, you become sicker and sicker. And then what they do is they tell you, you just have to learn to live with it. So most doctors don't really have anything for you, and they just tell you, because you're not getting any better, and they know you're not going to get any better, and they may not tell you that initially, but they know that they don't have anything that works, so they're going to tell you that you just have to learn to live with it. And this whole doom and gloom mentality is now permeated the entire fibromyalgia community, from the medical literature to the conferences that doctors go to the medical journals, to the forums that doctors participate online that I participate in, to support groups, and to now down trickle down to the fibromyalgia patient, where they have accepted the idea that once they get fibromyalgia, they're just going to have to learn to live with it. In fact, if you go to Mayo Clinic or some of the other highly reputable healing or health clinics in the United States, what they do is they're going to diagnose you with fibromyalgia, and then they're going to put you in a class for 2 weeks and teach you how to cope with fibromyalgia. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't. If I had fibromyalgia, I don't want to learn to live with it. I don't want to live with the pain and the fatigue and the brain fog and everything that goes with fibromyalgia. I want to know something that's going to help me feel better. But right now, the mentality is it's all about learning to live with it. Excuse me. Number four, what they don't know or are not telling you about is that you can overcome chronic pain, low energy, low moods, IBS, restless legs, brain fogs, and other symptoms associated with fibromyalgia. They're either not telling you that, but it's probably because they don't know that, because their approach, drug therapy alone, and I mentioned, is a dead end. They don't realize that there are other approaches that have shown to be incredibly valuable in helping patients get their life back. And I know that my patients, those that work with me personally, they do in fact overcome fibromyalgia. Now, that may be hard to believe. I understand that, especially if this is the first time you're hearing this information. But I would encourage you, if you don't believe that, to keep an open mind. And I also would encourage you to go to my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, and read all the testimonials that are on there that are added every week. You can overcome fibromyalgia, but you're not going to do it in the conventional medical approach, trying to cover up symptoms and medications. You're not going to do that. The doctors aren't telling you that you can feel good again, because what they're doing is they're relying on a broken system. a system that I mentioned earlier tries to use drugs to manage someone's symptoms. You know, a drug for sleep, a drug to help you sleep, a drug to help you wake up, a drug to slow you down, a drug to speed you up. And this just doesn't work. Again, you can't drug your way out of fibromyalgia. After specializing in fibromyalgia and working with thousands of patients over the last 20 years, I can tell you what does work, and that is the only way to feel good again, and more importantly, to stay that way, is you got to get healthy. Now, I know that sounds simple, but that's really the only way to do it. And the first thing you need to realize is that your symptoms, poor sleep, chronic pain, low energy, fibro fog, restless leg syndrome, irritable bowel, all these symptoms are nothing more than warning signs. They're there to tell you that your body's not working like it should. And to get healthy, you're going to have to find and then fix the cause of these symptoms. Now, what doctors are telling you is that your fibromyalgia is the cause of your low energy and your pain and your poor sleep and your low moods and your irritable bowel. But fibromyalgia doesn't cause anything. Fibromyalgia is only a name. It's a name to describe a group of common symptoms that people with fibro have: pain, poor sleep, low energy, IBS, brain fog, etc. But fibromyalgia doesn't cause any of those things. What you want to know is, what is the cause of your pain? And one of the causes of your pain is a low pain threshold. So over the years of getting run down and depleting certain stress-coping chemicals and hormones, what you find is that your pain threshold is low, so pain is magnified. It probably started out where in the beginning you had some pain just in one area. And then as you got more and more run down, typically that included not getting refreshed sleep, so you weren't getting good, deep, restorative sleep on a consistent basis. Maybe you got under too much stress. Maybe it was the death of a loved one, or maybe you took care of a special needs child or an invalid parent, or you had an illness, a surgery. But whatever it is, you got under too much stress, and eventually over the years it caught up with you, or you got under some kind of stress that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And when that happened, you got sick. And you started to have more and more fibro symptoms when that happened. And as the years went on, you got more and more symptoms that went along with that. And that's because your body is broken down. There's no drug that can fix that. But what you can do is you can build up your stress-coping chemicals, those chemicals that allow you to deal with stress, so that stress is not magnified. When stress is magnified, you're going to have more fibro flare-ups because you don't have the chemicals needed to help you deal with stress. One of the things that you're deficient in is serotonin. That's a brain chemical. The higher your serotonin level, the less pain you have. The higher your serotonin level, the happier you are, the less anxious you are, the less likely you are to have IBS. And doctors will recommend antidepressants, as I mentioned earlier. The problem is the antidepressants don't work, at least not long term. And the reason why is because no one has an antidepressant deficiency. Antidepressants are designed to help you hang on to the happy hormone, serotonin. But if you get run down over the years, then you don't have any serotonin to reuptake. If you're taking a reuptake inhibitor and there's nothing to reuptake, it's not going to do any good. It's analogous to using a gasoline additive to help you get more mileage out of the gas that's in your tank. But if you're on empty, you're running on fumes, as most people with fibromyalgia are, because they're not getting deep restorative sleep, they've gotten really run down, they're taking medications that are actually making their symptoms and their health suffer, they're going to find that the antidepressants are doing very little. However, you can use the raw ingredients, the building blocks, that make serotonin, that make the happy hormone, and you can get those right over the counter. So using functional medicine, the kind of medicine that I practice and have practiced for some 20 years with my fibromyalgia patients, it allows me to take the building blocks, which are high doses, but the right doses and combinations of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids, which actually make the hormones which then allow you to be able to reduce your pain, to have energy, to have mental clarity, to reduce restless leg syndrome, and all these other symptoms that we're seeing that are coming from nutritional deficiencies. Now, doctors aren't telling you this because they don't know this, but you can take 5-hydroxytryptophan, 5-HTP, which you can get over the counter, any health food store, with the right combination of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, things that I talk about in my book, and that is what makes serotonin. That's what makes the happy hormone. That's where it comes from. And so doctors are telling you that, oftentimes they're telling you that you get all the nutrition you need from the foods that you eat. That's not true. They're basing that on the RDA, the recommended disease allowance. It's just enough to keep you from getting scurvy or beriberi. But if you're really, really run down, as you know that you are, you're going to have to take high doses, but the right doses in combination of the vitamins and minerals, essential fatty acids and amino acids to make the raw chemicals that you need for your body to work correctly. If you're deficient in serotonin, then the best way to make serotonin or to build your levels up is to take 5-hydroxytryptophan and then the synergistic vitamins and minerals that I talk about in my book. You need to be doing that. 5-HTP increases your natural sleep hormone by 200%. So it increases melatonin, so it helps you get into that deep restorative sleep. If you're not getting into deep restorative sleep, you increase your inflammatory chemicals by 40%, so you're going to have more pain. Obviously, if you're not getting into deep restorative sleep, you're going to be lethargic, you're going to be tired the next day. But if you're not getting that good delta wave sleep, you're going to see that not only do you have more pain, yet you have less energy. You're also going to see that you start to have brain fog, fibro fog, low moods, IBS, restless leg syndrome. All those things go with poor sleep. So the first place you got to start, which few doctors ever tell you to, is you got to start restoring deep restorative sleep. Now, the other thing is they're not telling you is that if they're giving you the sleep medications, that many of those sleep medications not only have potential side effects like Ambien, as I mentioned, but so does trazodone and Elavil and Lunesta and Clonopin and Restoril, Ativan, Valium. All those medications have potential side effects that can mirror the very symptoms that you see in fibromyalgia. The other thing they're not telling you is that those sleep medications increase your risk of death by all sources by some 200%. So they're like, you know, puts it in the same potential death ratio of smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. It increases your odds of death by all causes, whether that's heart attack, stroke, or cancer. And obviously, if you don't need to be taking sleep medications, you know, you don't want to do that. Now, the other thing, as I was talking about, is that doctors tend to sweep all your symptoms that you have underneath the fibromyalgia rug. So they tell you that all your symptoms that you have are due to fibromyalgia. However, you know, what the real thing is they're not telling you, and maybe they don't even know, is that you have deficiencies that if they would find them, then you could fix them. They're not doing the appropriate testing. They're not telling you that. They're doing very basic testing, so you fall through the cracks. They're not testing you for ferritin level. You should always have your ferritin level checked. That's a marker for low iron from the beginning of anemia or the tail end of anemia if you've had it in the past. If your ferritin level is low, you're more likely to suffer with low moods, low energy for sure, and more likely to have restless leg syndrome. You could be on Mirapex or all these other drugs for restless leg syndrome, and it could be just low in iron. All you have to do is take an over-the-counter iron supplement, as my patients do, if we test for it. Now, you don't want to take iron if you don't need it, because if you get too much iron, it can increase your risk of blood clots, so it increases your risk of heart attack and stroke. They're doing basic testing for your thyroid. So they're doing a TSH test, and that's it. Maybe they're doing a free T4, but that's it. And that's not enough testing to see that you have a low thyroid problem. I find that about 60% of my patients have a problem with low thyroid, which has never been correctly diagnosed or treated. And many of my patients are taking thyroid medications, but they're taking the wrong kind of medications, medications that don't work for them, so they never feel any better. They continue to have low moods, low energy, weight gain, constipation, dry skin, tingling in their hands and feet, hair loss, high cholesterol, anxiety, depression, PMS, all these things go along with low thyroid. And their doctors are doing basic testing, and so the testing comes back normal, and they tell them, oh, yeah, your thyroid's fine. And meanwhile, they're falling apart. So doing the thorough testing for free and total T3, free and total T4, reverse T3, TPO antibodies, T3 uptake, if you do that testing, you stand the best chance of catching any underlying problem with the thyroid that then is causing the low energy or the brain fog or the constipation or the low energy or the weight gain. Everything that they're telling you is due to fibromyalgia could be because you have a low thyroid, but they're not testing for it, right? They're telling you have restless leg syndrome, but you can have a low ferritin level. They're telling you that you have trouble with low moods, but it could be that's because you're low in thyroid. So doctors aren't telling you about these advanced testing, partly because they don't think it's going to help. You know, many doctors, as I said, they've bought into the whole idea that you just need to learn to live with it. So they don't think anything's out there is helpful. So why even do any testing? You know, why bother? Why go to trouble? Now, the reason why I'm consistently able to help my patients, 85% of people who work with me get dramatically improved their fibro. Most of them overcome fibromyalgia and able to do the things that they used to couldn't do, whether that's go back to work or to do the things that they used to love to do, hiking in the mountains, taking vacations, spending time with their spouse, spending time with their family, cooking again, taking care of the house. I mean, the little things that people take for granted, as you know, with fibromyalgia, that you can't do. You just lose the ability to do it as you get worse and worse. My patients get their life back and they're able to do these things. I'm able to help them do that because I'm finding and fixing the underlying causes of their symptoms. I'm not just sweeping their symptoms underneath the fibromyalgia rug and saying, oh, here, take another drug. I'm helping them find and then fix these underlying issues. And now, I've already mentioned that doctors certainly aren't telling you that to get healthy is the only way to overcome fibromyalgia. That doesn't even register with them. Getting healthy is a foreign word. They may give that lip service to people and they tell you, lose weight, get more exercise, that kind of thing. But for fibro, they don't even know what that means. And they certainly aren't going to tell you that you need to be taking vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids because you got deficiencies. You need to realize that doctors, number one, don't believe in fibro. And those that do are going to tell you, they bought in this whole idea that you just have to learn to live with it, that this is just as good as it gets. You need to realize that to feel good again, you're going to need to find a doctor that not only believes in fibro, but actually knows how to get you healthy. And obviously, I'm beating my own drum. I'm one of the few doctors who knows how to do that. You need to realize that drugs, at least long-term, are a dead end for fibro. And they lead to more symptoms or aggravate the symptoms that you already have with fibro. So you need to find a doctor that can help you wean off of these medications, as I do with my patients. My patients are able to get off their medications as I get them healthier and healthier and healthier, and they're able to feel good. Then we slowly wean them off their medications, and they never miss them. You need to realize that most doctors have given up on fibromyalgia, and they're not doing the testing that you need to uncover where you're broken down. If you don't know where you're broken down, you can never be fixed. You got to know what are the causes of your symptoms before you ever have the opportunity to be able to fix them. So that's huge. That's a huge thing that has to be done. You need to realize that fibro is just a name. It doesn't cause anything. So you want to find what are the underlying causes to fibromyalgia. 95% of my practice is phone consults. I work with patients throughout North America, actually throughout the world. And so you don't have to come to my clinic in Birmingham, Alabama. Now you can, but you don't have to. It can all be done by phone. If you spend 30 to 45 minutes with me by phone, I'll be able to tell you, number one, if I can help you or if I can't. Number two, what are most likely the underlying causes of your problems? And number three, more importantly, what you need to do to fix these underlying problems. And then last, what are your options for working with me to get healthy and feeling good and to stay that way? So a 30 to 45 minute consult takes all the guesswork out of what you need to do and how to do it. If you don't do that, you can spend the next year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is, trying to figure it out. You won't be able to figure it out on your own. It's too complicated. And unfortunately, and I used to not say this, but unfortunately there's very few doctors out there who are going to work with you that know what they do with fibro. I used to not say that. I used to say you can find a doctor who practices functional medicine the way that I do. But if they don't specialize in just fibromyalgia, you're going to find that your success rate is going to be pretty slim, because fibromyalgia is so different than anything else out there that unless the doctor is specializing in it day in and day out and they've got a history of working with thousands of patients, they're going to get discouraged, and they're going to start to try to shortcut things by putting you on medications or doing things just to help you so you feel better. But short term, that's helpful. Long term, though, that's a dead end. The only way to feel good and to stay that way is you got to get healthy. And I coach my patients how to get healthy. I work with them over a period of time. And the first thing that I do is I find the special testing, thorough testing, where they're broken down. And then, based on that, I can tell them exactly what they need to do to get healthy and to stay healthy. Now, here's some other things I just want to share with you before I open up the phone lines here. That I want you to know that I brought up that I think these are very important. One thing that your doctor's not telling you is adrenal fatigue, this condition to where your stress coping glands, the adrenal glands, have become exhausted. They're not telling you about that because they really don't know anything about it. But if you don't fix this adrenal fatigue, and I go into detail about adrenal fatigue in my book, if you don't fix that, you're going to find that even if you do get deep restored to sleep by using 5-HTP and melatonin and phenylbut and some of these other things that I talk about in the book, if you don't fix your adrenal fatigue, you're going to find that you're going to be more prone to fibro flare-ups. You're going to find you don't have the stamina and resiliency to stress. So if you overdo it, you're going to crash. You're going to find that stressors, what changes in the weather, traffic jams, loud noises, bright lights, crowds, these things that used to be no big deal, you're going to find that these stressors are going to cause you to have flares. And you've got to fix the adrenal glands. And so I recommend you take adrenal cortex supplements. These are a real game changer if you use these. Don't use whole glandular supplements. They can cause you to be worse. There's only a few vendors who make adrenal cortex. Allergy Research Group does. They're about $75 for a month's supply. I think it's outrageous. There's a couple of others. You certainly can look online. Obviously, I believe the adrenal cortex I use with my patients are the best. That's why I recommend them. So Essential Therapeutics is the brand that I recommend. These supplements are made for me, and so I know exactly what's in them, and I know they work. And they're one-third the cost of the other supplements out there. So, but finding and fixing this adrenal fatigue is key. You got to know more about that, and I would encourage you to learn more about that in my book if you don't know much about adrenal fatigue. If you're overweight, then you need to lose weight. That's part of getting healthy. If you're overweight, you're more likely to have more inflammation and pain. You're more likely to suffer with poor sleep, low energy, and be oftentimes, if you're overweight, you're going to be on high blood pressure medications, cholesterol medications, diabetes medications, and all these medications can create side effects that mirror fibromyalgia. Now, patients that work with me, they typically lose about half a pound a day. So they get healthy, and part of getting healthy is I work with them on a special diet that allows them to lose weight. Many have tried, as I'm sure many of you have, for years, different diets, and have never been able to lose weight. Or if they do lose weight, they gain it all back. The key is finding and fixing the underlying issues with their metabolism, their low energy. So once I fix that, and that could be adrenal fatigue or low thyroid, could be low ferritin levels, could be several things. But once I find and fix that, then when they do the diet, they're able to lose the weight and they're able to keep it off. And what my patients find is by losing the weight, they dramatically lower their pain. They dramatically increase their energy. They help with their sleep. If they're on medications like high blood pressure medications, cholesterol, diabetes medications, diuretics, those kind of things, because of this weight, they'll find that they'll be able to come off of those or be able to wean off of those with my help as I coach them. So you want to, if you're overweight, that's got to be a goal. And if you've tried and you've not been able to do that, then if you work with me, we'll make sure that happens. You need to realize, as I mentioned earlier, that antidepressants are no better than a sugar pill. And that's what the studies show. 75% of the time, they're no better than a placebo. Now, I'm not telling you to stop your antidepressants. But what I want you to realize is that some of you, not all of you, those antidepressants can actually be causing symptoms that we see in fibromyalgia. If you have restless leg syndrome, I mentioned that at the beginning of this, so I want to make sure I'm going back and hitting some of these because I want you to be able to use this information right away. I would hope that you realize that you need a coach, you need a health coach, you need somebody to work with, and that'd be me. I also want to make sure that I'm giving you some information that you're writing down and that you can use right away. And one of those things is make sure your doctor's testing your ferritin level for restless leg syndrome. And then the other thing is once you start getting deeper sorts of sleep, restless leg syndrome goes away. I mean, that sounds simple, but that is how it works. If you have irritable bowel syndrome, then I go into detail about this in my book, but you need to realize that a lot of times it's because you're low in serotonin. And so you have loose bowel movements or you go back and forth between diarrhea and constipation is because you're low in serotonin. Once you get your serotonin levels built up, you're going to see that IBS is going to go away. If you're having problems with constipation, it's because you're deficient in magnesium. How you combat brain fog, fibro fog, is deep restorative sleep, repairing adrenal fatigue, and finding and fixing any problems with your low thyroid. So I've shared with you, I want to go back from the beginning and want to make sure I said I was going to share with you information that's going to help you with your sleep. So we talked about 5-HTP, and then you need the synergistic vitamins and minerals. The CFS fibroform is what I recommend. We talked about IBS. We talked about restless leg syndrome. We talked about brain fog, and we've talked about pain. We've talked about energy, low thyroid, and adrenal fatigue. So I've hit all those things. And in closing, before I take your questions, then what I want to end with is that the only way I can help you is if you do one of three things. Read my book and use the protocols in my book. And you can get my book at getfibrobooks.com. You can get it on Amazon, doesn't matter. But I have information about my book at getfibrobooks.com. You can get the e-book or the paperback book. Number two way I can help you is if you set up a phone consult with me. So if you set up a phone consult, or you can come to the clinic, whatever is convenient for you, then within 30 to 45 minutes, I'm going to be able to tell you exactly what you need to do, and then I'm going to give you options to work with me. You'll have some options about what you can do to work with me, but it takes all the guesswork out of what you need to do. I don't know why you'd want to learn to live with fibromyalgia. So now you know you've got an option not to do that. So there's really no excuse for setting up a consult to see can you be helped. The third option is you can go to my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, yourfibrodoctor.com, and you can see there's all sorts of resources on there. There's free videos and other things on there, and you can try to figure it out on your own. You know, like I'm giving you some information in bits and pieces, so you certainly can do that. Obviously, the way that I can help you the fastest, and you can see the results the fastest, you can reduce your pain, increase your energy, boost your moods, get rid of, eliminate IBS within 2 weeks, brain fog within 4 weeks, restless leg syndrome within 2 weeks, get a good night's sleep within 2 to 4 weeks. You can do it quickly if you're working with me and I'm your health coach. And I do the testing and find out exactly where you're broken down. So that would be the fibro consult. And again, you can learn more about that on my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, or you can go right to that page, fibroconsults.com. Now, if you've got any questions about anything we talked about tonight, because I know I went through a lot and I went through it really fast, then you can call the clinic. You can get that number on the website, but you can call the clinic at 205-879-2383, and they'll be happy to help you any way they can. Life is too short to learn to live with it. You don't want to do that. You can keep searching for another doctor, another pill, another therapy, another diet, whatever it is. I've demonstrated for the last 20 years that I'm able to help patients overcome their fibromyalgia, get their life back. And those stories are on my website, yourfibrodoctor.com. The proof is there. The proof is in the book. There's not another doctor that I know of that has 80-plus success stories on their website of people who have overcome fibromyalgia. I'm not saying there are not doctors out there who aren't helping those with fibromyalgia. But I don't know of another doctor out there who specializes in fibromyalgia that has that success ratio. I wish that there were, but I don't. As I know right now, there's not. So you can look for a doctor in your area. You can try another fad supplement, Plexus or essential oils or whatever it is that's out there. But it's going to take more than that to get you where you want to be, which is to consistently feel dramatically better day in and day out. You want to feel good, and you want to stay that way. And for many of you, that's going to take some work, and it's going to take a health coach. So I encourage you to go to yourfibrodoctor.com to learn more. Now, for those of you that are still on the line here,
listen.
Those that are on the line, if you'll hit *6, that'll bring you on the call live, and I'll be happy to take any of your questions that you have. So you'll need to hit *6 to come on the line. And I'll wait here just a minute. I know we got. I can tell from the dashboard that we've got a number of callers on, but I may have answered all your questions, and maybe I went over so much that I made you feel even more brain dead than you are with your fibro. I know it's a lot to take in. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and tuning in, those that stuck with me the entire time. I appreciate that. I know we went over a lot of information, and some of it may have been a little nerdy, and it may have gone over your head, and some of it may, for some of you, too simplistic. I don't know. But I want to encourage you to do something different. I want to encourage you to seek out help. You know, you really have nothing to lose other than $129 phone consult with me. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket to what you spend on a monthly basis certainly on a yearly basis, in copay doctor visits, drugs, missed work, are just missing out on life. $129 is nothing. And what you'll know is within 30 to 45 minutes of talking with me, you're going to know more than likely where you're broken down, what are some of the causes. You're going to know what your options are. You're going to know, can I help you, can I not help you? It's just going to take all the guesswork out of what you need to do and how to do it. I don't want you to buy into the doom and gloom. I don't want you to learn to live with it. I want you to feel good again. And the quickest way to do that is to set up a consult with me. Again, go to yourfibrodoctor.com to learn more. I look forward to your questions next Tuesday night. And then we'll be having a new topic next Tuesday night, and I look forward to your questions then. And every Tuesday night, on my Tuesday night treating and beating fibromyalgia teleconference. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, yourfibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thanks for joining me tonight.